Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They won 14 of their last 16 to get over 500. They were really never in contention. We expected them to get into contention. It just didn't happen on the field in the real world. Losing in one-run games, losing in extra inning games, and being one of the biggest disappointments in recent memory.
We obviously appreciate Bob's contributions here the last two seasons in San Diego, and we wish him the best in San Francisco.
I think that probably every series I would look in that dugout and look over the other side and say, you know, maybe someday, hopefully.
Now we have some sad news in the world of baseball. Padres owner and chairman Peter Seidler has passed away this morning.
Juan Soto has been traded to the Yankees along with Trent Grisham.
It had been such a grindy offseason.
It was a horrible offseason.
It was horrible.
This fan base was patient.
Yes.
They went through it.
It is with great joy we officially introduce and celebrate the 23rd manager in Padres history, Mike Shildt.
You know, we've got a fun group, guys with a lot of talent.
Diving stop, long throw to first, and he got him! Oh, what a play by Jake Cronenworth!
But I do like the idea of our first time up, you got to face Fernando Tatis, and that's appealing. And a chance to get punched in the mouth right away.
First pitch is hammered to left field. Forget about it! A missile to left for Tatis.
I love Manny Machado's million-dollar smile, and I love Joe Musgrove's passion for the city and his competition.
A 1-2-3 first for Joe Musgrove. And he caps it with a strikeout of Shohei Ohtani.
Ha-Sun Kim flying around the field, playing the game the right way with a lot of heart and desire and talent.
Ha-Sun Kim!
We're going to have a good time with it. We're going to play with some swagger, but we're also going to play with some substance as well.
Fernando takes off. He's going to steal home without a play. Straight steal of home. And Perez never knew. Kim swings, hits it in the air. Deep to left. Going to go! Grand Slam, Ha-Sun Kim. Number six for Yu Darvish in three shutout innings.
Dylan Cease going to the San Diego Padres and the White Sox acquiring a bevy of guys.
Now it comes down to a lineup that has some superstar players, and if you get superstar seasons out of a couple of those guys, why wouldn't this be a playoff team at this point?
At the end of the day, it's about getting it done. Whether it looks ugly or looks bad, it looks great. Whatever it is, it's about getting it done, right? So, you know, we're going to do a better job this year with that. And I think it comes from the group that we have in here.
It's showtime.
Well, happy opening day, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3,
yeah.
The Woo. Fan.
Baja Rick's Cantina, downtown San Diego, already jamming with people. The Tier 1s, they always show up. Thank you guys for being here. I was nervous about 15 minutes ago, and now I'm not nervous anymore. It's good to have everyone here. Good to be here with my compatriots. I'm Woodsy. Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Give him a big round of applause.
Morning, everybody.
Sweet angel.
And how about a gigantic round of applause after that epic open put together by one executive producer, Paul Reindel.
Yes, sir, Paulie. Good morning,
happy
everybody. Good morning. We are here. The day has finally arrived. And I'll say I'm a little ill-prepared. I would just right out of the chute, don't you think? Went out last night with the guys. Went out to a nice dinner. It's actually me and my wife, Hotel Hannah, who's over there. Give Hotel Hannah a big round of applause. Margarita Hannah made an appearance as well. And then Paulie's wife, Megan, give her a nice round of applause. We went to a really nice restaurant called Lionfish. And we told Benny had to work, but he said, I'm going to come down. You know, when you guys are getting dessert, we'll toast our 6 years, which happened yesterday.
That's because you eat at 5:15 in the afternoon.
Well, we do.
Most people are still working.
The collective we all ate at, you know, we moved it to 5:30. It was supposed to be 5. There was one other couple in that entire restaurant when we sat down.
Seated right next to us, by the way. Could not have been closer.
That's exactly right. This giant, giant, beautiful space. They're like, let's just sit right here. So I heard all of their conversations about New Jersey and how unaffordable it's gotten and everything else. So that was really fun. But we had such an incredible time. And then Ben came.
What?
No, I meant also Ben came.
Whoa.
Yeah, also Ben came to the thing, and we toasted, and we had a really nice night. And I had to lead off with this story because many people are wondering. Yesterday we were walking to the team store, my wife and I, and guy's walking out. He's got his UPS, literally he's worked for UPS, full brown, like I'm wearing today right now, just minus the logo. And we're walking by, and he goes, yeah, Hotel Hannah, gives her a big high five. It was the greatest thing ever. So we get back to the room. I've had a couple of old fashions. I'm feeling pretty good. Hannah's had about 14 margaritas, so she's feeling all right. And so she goes into the bathroom. And I go, did you bring some sexy lingerie? And she goes, no. Do you know what she walked out in? Paulie, will you put it in the chat? She walked out in the Adam Klug shirt and nothing else. She walked out of the bathroom fully nude, but only the Adam Klug shirt that our friend Corey had made. So there's my boss.
Extra sweet.
Extra sweet. There's my boss.
How come you didn't do that for me?
It was, hey, trust me, Paulie, it was not what I wanted to see at that time. So she gets into bed, and I go, please take that shirt off. She said, no, I'm not taking it off. I go, this is unequivocally the weirdest escapade I've ever had, and I've had some weird ones. But Adam, I just want, Adam's here. Good morning, Adam. Everyone say hi to Adam. Adam, thank you for being a part of my special night last night. I'll really, honestly, never, ever look at you the same again. Never. I can never possibly look at you the same because I looked directly in your eyes last night, and it was a certainly an interesting scene for me. But we are here for one reason and one reason only, and that is to celebrate
the Sweet 16.
I'll just go back to the room right now. I'm excited about that, obviously, but we have business to take care of first. And our beloved San Diego Padres opened the season today down here, Petco Park. The weather seems to – it's going to be incredible. And the crowd's already here. They're fully dressed, and they're brown and gold and ready to rock today.
I got a question for the assemblage here in front of us. When this offseason started and you heard Paulie's his open and Peter passed away and Juan Soto was traded and everything seemed like the news was bad, did you have any idea you'd feel this excited for opening day by
No.
the time it came around?
No.
Because I'm honestly super pumped for this season, and I didn't expect to be as excited as I was. I thought maybe it'll be, we'll wait and see, kind of, you know, dip our toe into the water this season. But after going to spring training, after the acquisition of Dylan Cease, getting to know Mike Schilt a little bit, I feel really good about this team going into this year, like surprisingly good about the San Diego Padres. And I'm not just saying that to hype up the team. I actually almost feel better than I did last year at this time. I had more confidence in the talent maybe last year, but yep. There was something weird all the way through last season that you could never really put your finger on. And so far, everything has felt really good for the start of this season through spring training.
I couldn't agree more, especially the way we started. I mean, you just couldn't have started an offseason worse than we did here in San Diego. It just couldn't have been worse. Losing Peter Seidler was not only a blow to this team, but to this city.
I mean, it even started before that. The Preller and Bob Melvin stuff.
Icky.
He's definitely coming back. But then he wasn't. And it was so weird. And
it was awful.
We just didn't have a manager for like a month, and we had no idea what was going on. And then Peter passed away. It was not fun.
It was not fun. And Peter was the one, obviously, for me, you know. Talent like Juan Soto can be replaced. Talent like Blake Snell can be replaced. Maybe not at the same level, but you knew they were going to go into the season with a full team. That's not something we were worried about. Just wanted to know who it would be. Losing Peter Seidler was one of the harder days for this city to endure, and it's going to continue to endure. But you walk around yesterday, you go into the team store, you see the Peter Seidler patches. I'm sure you guys have seen online what they've done in the ballpark as far as the grass goes. I'm going to be a wreck. Sheil, his wife, throwing out the first pitch today. It's special. And that man loves San Diego. And we all love San Diego. And that's why we're here. And you know what, man? I do have to give credit because this roster looks infinitely better than I thought it would, you know, 3 months ago, 4 months ago. And Dylan Cease is a huge, huge part of that, in my opinion. And grabbing him kind of at the last minute. I was actually surprised last night. There wasn't a little move because a couple teams did address some needs yesterday.
I think dreaming on Jackson Merrill is a little bit a part of it as well. Seeing what he looks like he might be capable of as a 20-year-old in his rookie season, winning the starting center field job. And let's be honest, scoring 15 runs against the Dodgers a week ago didn't hurt either. Yeah. In getting the first victory of the season out of the way in Korea. It takes a little bit of pressure off the offense right off the bat here to start the season.
Yeah, there's just a lot to like about this team. And you know, you talked about last year and going into last year with the expectations I had. I mean, I was bulletproof a year ago today. Bulletproof. I'm like, there's no way. I can't wait to see what these guys do together. And, I mean, it even went so far as, like, my fantasy draft where I paid five times what Jake Cronenworth was worth because I said he's going to have 17 guys on every game. The guy's going to get at least six RBI a game. Like, all he's got to do is put it in play. And, boy, it didn't work out like that. That's not a knock on him. Guys didn't get on base either. I mean, and when they did, we couldn't get them in. So you just like to think, man, if a couple of those things change a little bit this year, we're going to be in really good shape. And I do like the skipper a lot. I really, really like the skipper a lot. He cares. He's mean. Like, he's mean. Like, you have to have a little bit of meanness in you. And, I mean, from what he told us when we talked to him,
the red ass is there.
The red ass is there, and the days of getting pushed around at Petco Park are over. I mean, he's flat out told us those days are over. It's not happening anymore. And I said, okay, it'd be nice to see that. You know, guys come into Petco and get really, really comfortable. And I don't want it to be a comfortable place for them to play anymore.
We've got a fun show planned for you today. But before we get to anything else, I want to get to the big question first.
Your appearance?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, my appearance.
Well, your appearance.
Who is Mikey ZD, and what is a Thought God Mansion?
Oh.
What is this?
Frank, go ahead and save that.
Where's my glasses? I've lost my glasses. So this is your appearance that you're doing post-game.
Is this my post-game appearance? I saw this flyer on social media yesterday. Ben Higgins presents, welcome to Thought God Mansion.
Yeah, Thought God Mansion.
There's a $500 twerk off, ladies free, 4 to 5 p.m. Early bird tickets, just $20, which is great. I like early bird specials.
Well, that's a great price, $20. Yeah.
But it's in South Carolina, it looks like.
Yeah.
So how am I going to get to South Carolina in time for this post-game event?
We'll worry about that later. I actually did. I said, I can't wait for Ben to ask tomorrow, what is a thought? But then I thought to myself, I don't know what a thought means either. I know what it is. Hannah, what is it?
It means that.
Oh.
That.
Yeah.
Say it. I can't say that.
You can say that.
I don't think so. Yeah, that's true. Because it's a gardening
tool.
That Ho over there.
That's Thought.
That's a thought.
Yeah. Thought.
Got it.
It's an
acronym. Who are some of the performers that are going to be at Thought God Mansion?
You've got your gardening shed, and there's that hoe over there
Just give me some of the talent.
That's the beautiful Z. There's Russian Cream with C-R-E-M-E. There's the Liv Dior, Sparkle, Shani Shan, car show host Tamel, and more.
Yeah. What else is going on there?
Let's see. We've got
pool party. Ladies free from 4 to 5 p.m.
Nothing but A and T.
Holy cow.
Hosted by Ben Higgins.
You guys, this delighted you all.
You have no idea.
I was laughing so hard I choked last night. I said, I cannot believe this. And I wish that we could do this. And I'm actually a little bit bummed that you're not hosting a twerking competition at 4 p.m. today. But no, we got a lot to get to today. I want to talk to some of you guys as well out there in the audience. You know, it's a special day, and I certainly appreciate your effort getting up, getting down here. Because if I had my choice today, I'd be still asleep in my hotel room waiting for the game to start. And you guys are legends. Thank you so much for being down here at Baja Rick's Cantina. It's incredible. Blow my mind every time.
All right, we're gonna take our first time out, but I want everyone who's here already, make sure you get your name into the prize hopper. We'll let you know what we're going to be giving away during the course of the show. We've got some great prizes, and we will set the menu for the show coming up. We've also got Kelly on traffic. I don't know if there's going to be trains going by
There definitely will be.
You'll hear that a few times during the show today.
What are we doing every time a train rolls by? Are we taking a shot?
There's no way. We wouldn't make it through the show.
No, it happens like seven times an hour. Woods is already feeling it this morning. Right,
a drink of a beer.
It's opening day. It is 2024. Padres getting ready to go.
Make some noise.
Let's get it going. Let's hear it. It's Bennett Woods, Paul Reindel. We are live at Baja Rick's Cantina, 6th and L in the gas lamp, right here on San Diego's number one sports station. Let's get a check of traffic with Kelly Danick right here on 97.3 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Ben and Woods opening day broadcast, live from Baja Rick's Cantina, located at 176th Avenue, presented by Blue Moon. Celebrate responsibly.
Well, we're barely 20 minutes into our opening day broadcast.
I'm exhausted.
On Ben and Woods. Woods is exhausted.
I'm exhausted.
And we already have some apologies we need to make.
To whom?
Well, we did all the introductions, and we failed to mention, once again, Italian Paul.
Oh!
Frank Marchese, who is back in our Odyssey studios. Someone always has to be left behind. It is the nature of radio. You go out, have a huge fun event, but someone always has to be back in the studio. It is Frank who drew that straw today. And, Frank, we appreciate you as always, even though we did forget about you in the first segment of the show yet again.
Yeah, feeling all the appreciation, guys. Thank you very much.
Now, Frankie, when you draw that straw, is that a straw that you don't mind drawing, or would you like to be out here amongst the people?
You know, it's funny. There's only ever one straw. Like, that's it. It's not like I'm fighting amongst a couple of other people. Hold on, by the way. I hear that in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's only ever one straw. No.
So it's like
Adam hands the straws out, and it always is the short straw for Frank.
Well, it's just one straw. It's just here.
Here's your short straw.
And, well, we miss you out here, Frankie, and we love you. And you know, don't mess this up today. It's a big
I don't want to make Frank jealous, but we are getting a golden sombrero bucket coming out at 8 o'clock, and I'm sure he would help us crush the lobster tails, the prime steak, the crab, the shrimp, the elote, the Caesar salads that we're going to have to power our way through at the midpoint of the show.
I'm more nervous about that than I am the game. I'm more nervous about the bucket than I am the game. I ate so much last night, go figure, at Lionfish, and it was just so good. But excited to see what Baja Ricks has to offer.
I see some tier ones already enjoying some brews, some food early in the morning. You do have to be here present to win some of our prizes.
Correct.
That we're going to be giving out during the show today. So here's the plan. At the bottom of every hour, we're going to spin the prize wheel and pick out names. So make sure you get your name into the drawing if you're down here. First up, you get a Padres opening series hat before anyone else. Then in our second hour, we've got Blink 182 tickets we're going to be giving away.
Please enter your name in the hopper.
Hour number three, you can be the proud owner of one of the very first Manny Machado home run bobbleheads.
Oh, yeah.
And then in our final hour at 9:30, we'll be giving away a pair of Padres tickets to Tuesday night's game, when you can see the three of us throwing out the ceremonial first pitch on 97.3 The Fan Poncho Night at the Padres Cardinals game next Tuesday.
I'm so nervous still.
You've done it before.
I've done it twice before.
I've never really done it. We went up at the Storm game, but that was like a pre-ceremonial first pitch. It wasn't even an official first pitch.
So our show had just been on the air like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I was deathly ill, go figure, because every time we start a new show, I get deathly ill. If we go up to Elsinore, from what I remember, your pitch wasn't that great that night.
It wasn't terrific.
It was not that great.
I think I have footage of that somewhere.
Polly will find that footage, and I was hacking up a lung, and it wasn't. And I thought to myself, "Who is this guy that I'm working with that just spiked that ball?" Now, many years have gone by. Arm strength has probably developed a little bit here and there. So I think you're going to get. I think you're going to be fine.
Gotten on the the pitch track machines,
pitch track,
and I've been working on it.
You've been at the Point Loma,
the biomechanics lab to make sure that I'm all set.
He's been toying with a slider or a sweeper. Toying with a sweeper. Our beloved Benjamin Higgins. So thanks for tuning in today. If you're listening and you're missing out, I'm really sorry. It's going to be a fun day. Still time to get down here. Going to be here. The station's going to be here till noon. We'll be on till 10. We probably should have whacked that up now that I think about it. 6 to 9 for us,
Adam,
to noon.
What's going on with that?
Danny and Nelson probably would have been a better fit,
Adam,
today.
How come we didn't do 6 to 9 and 9 to 12?
You like to keep it fair and stuff, so I think we'd go 3 and 3. If you do 6, then you split it down the middle. They get 3, we get 3. Because I don't want to show. They're a new show. They need to, get the momentum going. No.
Adam
absolutely
says, is there
not.
Ever anything Woods doesn't complain about?
Hey, you told me I like to keep it fair. Three and three is fair.
We have to work an extra hour to pay for the golden sombrero bucket,
that's fair.
I think, this morning. So, we already have some actually breaking Padres news this morning.
Do we?
Late last night was actually when the Padres sent out the announcements that everybody's been waiting for. The games will actually be on television this year, starting today.
All right.
And the Padres did announce their non-streaming television options to watch the game in 2024, very similar to last year. If you have AT&T Universe, channel 781 or digital 1781. If you have Cox, it is channel 83 this year, which I checked last night didn't even exist, but I'm told will pop into your channel lineup at some point today before the Padres game.
Magically.
It just went right from 82 to 84, and I'm going, what? The Padres are on 83. There isn't even a channel 83
isn't
yet.
Isn't that weird? Just add it. Just here.
Just
it's
here.
Now 84.
Magic new channel exists. Spectrum channel 305 or 443. And DirecTV channel 694-3. So if you have any of those four options, you will be able to watch Padres baseball this season.
So if you have Padres.tv, that's a rebrand essentially for MLB TV, yes?
That's the local non-blacked out games available for MLB TV for Padres subscribers, which you can also stream in market games this year again by paying the $19.99 a month or
$99
for the season.
So somebody doesn't need to get Padres TV and MLB TV.
Well, If you want to watch all the out-of-market games,
if you want to watch
separate.
Out-of-market,
yeah.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Yeah, if Got you just want to watch the Padres games in town, Padres TV, Padres home and road games will all be available there. But if you don't want to stream it and you have any of these cable or satellite options, you will be able to watch Padres baseball.
Let me address this with Fritz. You can. He says, I'm bummed because with Cox, you can't stream outside your home. There's a Contour app, right? And that's what I used to stream.
Yeah, but sometimes certain, especially with live sporting events, sometimes you can, sometimes he won't let you stream them. They're blacked out.
So I have Cox, and I probably also need to sign up for Padres TV.
If you want to stream them outside your home. Now, when I was growing up, there was no option. There was a big giant TV, and if you walked away from it, you couldn't watch the games anywhere else. So
don't
kind of goes back to the old days. If you can't stream it on your phone,
the difference is we're not in the old days. We're in 2024, right? Like there's. Back in used to smoke a cigarette when he cuts you open to give you an appendectomy.
Padres also say that Fubo TV is an option as well, which is
Fubo.
Fobo.
Somebody's got
FOMO.
His mind on the thought parade tonight.
FOMO TV.
Okay.
If you have FOMO of missing the Padres game, you can get Fubo and watch them that way as well. So those are your digital and analog viewing options for the Padres this season.
Okay. Well, good.
Well, I mean, everyone's been waiting. Probably the question we've gotten the most from fans
angry DMs
all year long. Everyone asked, are you going to be able to watch the games on television? And I've been saying, I promise you, the Padres will want these games on television. It doesn't do them any good to not let you watch them on TV. So the question that is not answered is, are they getting any money from these? Is this a television deal? Or are they just like, you know, renting the space to make sure that the games are available? Are they going to make some of that revenue up that they lost when the Bally Sports deal went away, when Diamond Sports declared bankruptcy last season? I don't know about that. That was not addressed in the release from very late last night that the Padres sent out.
All right. You good?
Why, are we just...
I'm cold. I'm putting this on.
Polly's cold. All right, so we'll take a timeout. Bottom of the hour.
Why does it get colder the later in the morning?
Every remote we go on, we ask this question. And Ben has explained it before.
It's always coldest right before the dawn.
That's right.
Yeah.
Always.
Until the sun is actually warming us up. It gets colder and colder all night long until the very very first rays of sun's light hit you in the morning. So, all right, we're going to take a little timeout. When we come back, get into the start of the season and the big irony to begin the 2024 season for your San Diego Padres. That is next. We are live at Baja Ricks, downtown, 6th and L at the Gas Lamp. Let's hear it. Tier 1s are up early, as always, with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Excited Padres fans, it's opening day on Ben and Woods, live at Baja Ricks Cantina, located at 170 6th Avenue, presented by Blue Moon. Celebrate responsibly.
And This hour at 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Ashley Furniture. Celebrate and save at Ashley's anniversary sale with hot buys, your choice of color, starting at $399. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $250, plus receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases only at Ashley. I don't know if the Padres are glad that it's going to work out this way or not, but there's certainly an irony here to start the Major League Baseball season this afternoon at Petco Park. Get to that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Can't imagine, Woods, that it's happened very many times in baseball history where a team starts the season going up against their own manager from last season.
Yeah.
But when the schedule came out and the Giants were first up here at Petco Park, it means that Bob Melvin will quickly make his return to Petco Park, along with, of course, their Cy Young Award winner from last year, Blake Snell, who is not expected to pitch in this series, although may pitch when the Padres go back up to Oracle Park next week in the third series of the season or fourth series of the season. And what's really ironic is that opposing teams usually stay at the Omni, which is right in front of us.
That's it, right?
If they open the window right now, Bob and Blake might be able to hear us. Bob, he could actually hear us right now out his window at the Omni Hotel.
He starts throwing stuff down at us.
So you were booing.
Yeah.
And what do you think? What should happen?
I saw
when
a lot of
Bob Melvin and Blake Snell are introduced along the baseline, opening
trash.
Day tradition.
I think you're stupid if you boo.
When the
I'm
former
booing.
Manager, when the Cy Young winner comes out to start their season, what's the reaction at Petco Park today?
I wasn't going to do anything, and then I heard Paulie's open where he did his bit that I'd forgotten about. He's like, man, I used to look over at that dugout, and I'd take my pants off, and I would lube up, and I would just think to myself, oh, God, if I could just be in that dugout one day. I forgot how much that pissed me off. And I know that it's something you have to say when you go get the new gig, right? I know, I realize that, but I forgot. I was like, okay, now, look, it takes two to tango. A.J. Preller has owned some of his...
when he came to San Diego, he's like, this is amazing. I'm so excited to be here. This is a great opportunity. You think people in Oakland were like, F you, man? Like,
no, because Oakland, you get it. Like, you would just get... You're like, bro, I totally understand why you would leave Oakland. I'm sure there were people that were bummed. But they also had him for a long, long time. Right. You know, they had him a long time. And he did a lot here, and I liked him. You know, I liked him a lot, very personally, but... Man, I remembered hearing that and going, all right, that kind of sucks. Well, all right, listen, now you're on the other team. I have no ill will against him, but I don't want him to win a game against us this year. So I will probably drop just a cash. I'm not a big booer, but I'll probably say give him like a
I was going to say the exact same thing. I have no ill will toward Bob Melvin.
Great dude.
But this is baseball. This is team sports. And whether or not, you know, AJ was more at fault. Bob was more at fault. I'm sure it was some of each. We're Padres fans,
yeah.
So we're on AJ's team, and as long as he's here, we're kind of on his side. So, you know, I'm probably not going to do much. I certainly am not going to applaud for Bob Melvin when he comes out to the baseline. I think you can make your own choice there. When it comes to Blake Snell, though. And I hate to tell people how to fan.
I'm gonna give him one of these.
I gotta give him a big round of applause.
Blake Snell one of these.
When he's introduced, even though he's wearing a Giants uniform, and I think circumstances matter, what he did for the Padres the last few seasons, and the fact that, by all reckoning, Padres didn't even really make him
an offer,
a competitive offer. You know, he was allowed to leave in free agency, was not even really given the option to stay here with the San Diego Padres.
I think it's one of those things.
I'll play for the minimum. He could have come back, but, you know, any reasonable person
would
understand.
We don't even want to insult you with an offer. Like, what we can afford,
exactly.
It would be insulting. Thank you for your services. Good luck wherever you land.
I think that Blake Snell and the fact that he won't be pitching likely in this series helps a little bit, that I think you can fully appreciate, cheer, give him a huge ovation when he returns, and hopefully we'll be here. I know he's supposed to pitch a simulated game or a B game somewhere tomorrow, maybe even back in Arizona, but I would think as part of the team, he should be lining up with his teammates today at Petco Park, and if he is there, I will definitely give him a big cheer and thank him for what he did the last four seasons.
No question about it. It's all, you know, it feels different with a player. It just does. I don't know why. And sometimes a player leaves and they don't have nice things to say on the way out of town.
Yeah, but Juan Soto will get booed next time he's in Petco Park.
I don't think he should. I mean, Juan Soto.
He had less choice than Blake Snell. Yeah. He got traded away.
Right.
And for
but I'm just telling you, it will happen.
Which happens. I mean, it's sports. This is none of their first rodeo. He knows that, and I think there's still plenty of people that respect the work that they put in and the things that they did. Certainly, I think Juan Soto. You know, I read an article about him the other day about how now Yankee fans are going through it. With a year, you know, a year left on his deal there, and we all know who his agent is. Now, his agent just had his worst offseason. So, if you're Juan Soto, you got to be a little bit more panicked than you were. There's no guarantee of, like, 10 years, $500 million as soon as this season wraps up. Highest bidder, which is why we're probably heading, screaming towards a lockout at some point, because owners are going, I don't think I want to do those deals anymore. And especially not with you, Mr. Boris. So we're happy to wait it out. Juan wants to go play in Pittsburgh. Great. I don't know that the Dodgers are going to come to the table with $800 million, $798 deferred for Juan Soto. I just don't know what the market will be. I know he wants to have a monster season, but I know New York fans are in the panic that we were last year, and they're going to be anytime he takes a walk, they're going to crush him, much like the Padres fan base did last year.
Before he gets to free agency, as you said, he's got one season here with the New York Yankees. And I've got to think it's a concerning sign. Now, granted, national media will write anything about the Yankees. But first big story on opening day, David Schoenfield on ESPN writing about Juan Soto and, you know, what Aaron Boone is kind of telling him and how trying to get him to feel comfortable with the veteran leaders already on the team. And Boone told reporters yesterday, my message to him, Juan Soto, is it's his clubhouse too, and we want to learn and grow from you and want you to feel empowered to say and do whatever you feel like you need to do.
I told you that on our very first day.
You did.
The very first day I told you that, man.
The fact that it has to kind of be said out loud shows you, and I think the same thing happened when he was here in San Diego, that it's not organic with Juan Soto.
No.
It's like, okay, dude, we want you to be part of this team. We want you to do it. We're happy to have you here. We want you to feel like you're a member of this group with the veterans and jump right in.
But that person has to want it as well. That's the other thing. That person's got to want to assimilate and want to be, you know, more than just I'm the superstar. And I'm not saying that was the case. I think there was some of that here. But that person's got to want to be a leader. Xander Bogaerts is a perfect example. We've told the story before when Xander got here from Boston, where he was a vocal leader at Guys Followed. He comes here, and Juan's here, and Manny's here, and Toddy's here, and all these guys are here, and he's just kind of sitting back in the clubhouse. Manny finally had to go up to him and say, hey, you've got rings. Like, get in the mix. We need your voice. We want your voice. And Xander's like, oh, okay, cool. And then you saw them come together a little bit more. So the player has to want to do it too. But you also can't have the player that walks in day one and is like, this is my house, my clubhouse, everyone flocked to me. So I think, you know, we talked a lot in the offseason about addition by subtraction. And it's something that you say when you lose a really, 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 really good player, right? We do. We go, oh, well, this will be great. It'll be addition by subtraction, and we'll win 100 games. Losing his production in the lineup is going to hurt, and it's going to hurt badly, and it's going to take four guys to make up that production, but it can be done.
Will he produce right away? I think we all remember the start of spring training, and he had three home runs in the first four games.
Yeah.
We go, oh my goodness,
oh,
what happened? Actually, I didn't really notice. Apparently, he scuffled the last couple of weeks pretty badly at the plate, and Boone said, didn't get a ton of results here the last couple of weeks, and he's already justifying. He says, which I often think with a hitter of his caliber isn't such a bad thing from a timing standpoint.
Is it you? Are you doing this?
Every hitter
quotes?
Goes through little lulls at different points of the season, so hoping he got that out of the way here But I think he's ready to roll. He's in a great mental state, and I can't wait to watch him go out and tear up the Bronx. They're already rationalizing.
They're turn polishing it already.
New York.
Actually, when I think about it, I like strikeouts. It's really good. It means you're almost there. And
it's a hell of a lot better than ground out.
That's exactly right.
See some of those foul balls? He was right on those.
Nobody polishes turds better than baseball.
You just go up there and ground out on a first pitch fastball. At least this way, you're seeing three pitches minimum.
Yeah, you're helping the guy behind you. I mean, you can rationalize and turd polish all you want. Juan Soto in that lineup is going to be pretty nasty. Look, one thing we do know about him, he will at some point get locked in and go on an absolute tear. And it's a good ballpark for him to hit in. He's got some decent protection around him. So, you know, wish him well. But I like the guys we have on our squad. You know, it's up to our big three, big four, whatever you want to call it now, to get the job done as well. And those are the guys I'm most excited about watching this year. Huge, huge years needed and really expected from those guys at the top of the order. That's why they're at the top.
By the way, we did have some more baseball news in the NL West yesterday, in case you missed it. The L.A. Dodgers dropped another $140 million out of the bucket. 10-year, $140 million extension for catcher Will Smith. Which, I mean, it's fine. It brings their offseason spending to $1.35 billion in salary given out in the offseason. And, I mean...
He deferred some.
Yeah, of course. Is Will Smith... He always looks like... He's the guy who always hurts you a lot.
Yeah.
Like, that you don't expect because of the other stars around him. So I'm not saying he's not deserving of this. But if Will Smith was playing for another team without the stars around him, would he be a $140 million player in your mind? Or is he more of a product of the Dodgers system and the Dodgers lineup and just always putting him in a good situation?
It's a good question. I mean, I think you put him on the Twins, and he's still a really good catcher. I do. I think you put him on the Texas Rangers. He's still, I mean, there's good teams. Those teams are supposed to compete in their division.
And he's the third highest paid catcher now in the history of baseball.
He's
behind
really good.
Only Buster Posey and Joe Mauer.
He's really good, man. I mean, he's in that echelon to me, you know, and I don't like him at all. There's something around the eyes.
Not as much as you dislike Max Muncy.
No, but, I don't dislike anybody as much as I dislike Max Muncy. But Will Smith, I saw that yesterday. I went, probably a pretty savvy move to get him locked up. Obviously, they found these loopholes and they are just diving through them. And deferred money was how much? Like $50 million?
I didn't see the total, but I just saw that he was deferring some of it. So
it's nice. Very nice for them.
I mean, he'll be signed now through age 39. Can't imagine he's behind the plate for that entire decade.
Yep.
You can think of DH or first base at some point, maybe after Freeman retires.
They really branded that this whole deferment thing.
They're unreal. They're unreal. Like, the way that they've done it, you know, Andrew Friedman, I guess, deserves some credit, and the players deserve some credit for doing that, but it definitely feels like...
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
It definitely feels like... it definitely feels like it's... Oh, they're bringing us shots.
Oh, okay. Looks like there's
what
orange
this?
Juice and...
Breakfast shots.
Breakfast shots.
All right. Without the bacon. What is it?
It's for when the train comes by. Take a shot every time you hear the train whistle here downtown.
Hair of the dog, if you will. Are you going to take yours?
I think we just take them now.
Do we have to take them right now? I've got to work.
Right, everybody
I have to work all day.
If you have a drink, raise it.
Cheers.
Oh, God.
Padres opening day.
That was yummy, actually. Ooh. Look at him.
That was a lot. There was a lot in there.
I was
proud of you.
Shot and a half.
Look at my little guy. Woo! Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. I was saying something, and I've completely forgotten. I feel much better now, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a long day, isn't it?
I'm Ben Higgins to Channel 10.
Well, remember, most of you just have to get, like, to 4 o'clock in the end of the game,
He's
and you can
go
stagger
midnight.
Home. We've got the Aztecs. I've got Channel 10 after that. I've got the 11 p.m. news that I still have to get to tonight. I cannot go as hard as the rest of you people. I just can't do it.
You can. You can and you will. And, we'll make sure you're taken care of.
We'll get you some drugs.
Make sure you're taken care of. I got a DM from your mom last night.
You did?
I did. And I posted a picture of us, our six-year anniversary, and I said, you know, year seven starts now. I love my brothers, Ben and Paul. And she said, every... morning for the last 6 years has been an absolute delight. And yes, you might have taken my sweet, innocent Ben off of the straight and narrow a little bit, but I am so grateful for you. And I said, I wish I could tell you it brought me no pleasure to take him off the straight and narrow, but it absolutely has brought me pleasure. And I said,
it's your life's mission.
It's my life's mission. But I said, I could not ask for a better partner than Ben Higgins right here. So
thank you.
And of course, my beloved Paulie Reindl.
Well, it's been...
And my beloved Frank Marchese, Italian Paul, and my beloved Adam. When I get drunk, I get real lovey-dovey, too.
I hope you're not drunk
yet. I love you, babe. I love you, Megs. I love TJ and Brad and everybody.
So what's that called when you... When you were drinking the night before, because you had a couple last night at dinner, and then you start again.
Hair of the dog.
That's hair of the dog.
Hair of the dog, yes. I don't know what it means.
What's sudsing? Is there such a thing as that where you're like, you're still like still a little drunk from the night before?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Something like that?
Paulie, he's looking it up.
I'm looking up hair of the dog.
Yeah.
Short for hair of the dog that bit you is a colloquial expression in the English language. Probably used alcohol as a hangover remedy. We already knew that.
You just pushed through. What is sudsing?
Sudsing?
That's what I thought I heard something about. That's another...
It's all nude. Adam, why do you look so pained right now? You look like you're in pain. Are you okay? God.
Maybe I don't know my terminology very well.
I think you just made that up.
I may have made that one up.
What's edging, Ben?
Are we on? Are we still on the air?
We're still here. Yeah.
Still here. We haven't pulled off the air already.
Yeah, still here. If you need to nap in my room, you can.
I can't.
For a while.
When can I nap in my room? I'm on the air all day long. I mean, except during the game, which I would like to actually watch the game today.
I love it.
And see how the Padres do in the first game of the season. So.
If you need a nap, I'll watch it. I'll have a style tomorrow.
Don't worry about it. Game for me. Thank you.
Sudsing is more of a lingo amongst alcoholics.
Oh, okay. It's perfect.
You got to, like, be in the gang, to use the term.
Oh, so you're definitely not in the gang.
No, I'm not in the gang. That's why I don't know what the terminology is.
You would sound
is.
Foolish.
All right, remember, you have to be down here at Baja Ricks. We're giving away prizes all morning long and all the way through noon. Annie and Elston are going to be here as well. But every hour, get your name into our drawing, our hopper, our spinning wheel. We're going to draw names. We still have Blink 182 tickets, Manny Machado bobblehead, Padres tickets to give away during our program this morning. And then Annie and Elston will be here. First remote ever for Annie and Elston.
Nice.
On 97.3 The Fan. So they'll be here from 10 to noon with more prizes to get away. Stop on by if you're coming down to the game, or even if you're not, you can feel like you're part of the party.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you don't have a ticket. We're going to be here at 10 o'clock this morning. Come on down, Baja Ricks Cantina, 6th and L in the Gas Lamp. We've got more Bennett Woods. Play a little real or fake when we come back. Qualify someone here for a trip to Las Vegas when we come back on 97.3 The Fan. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.